Grill Till It's Safe. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, a lot of folks this summer will be manning the grills for family and friends, but many of us don't have the right tools for the job. Gary Crawford explains.
One of the biggest goofs that many of us make when grilling is not overcooking to the point of combustion, but rather undercooking to the point of not killing any bacteria that may be in or on the meat we're grilling. And just eyeballing it won't do the trick. Marianne Gravely, she's with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline.
The only way to know if you've cooked something thoroughly is to use a meat thermometer. You can't tell by looking.
So right off the bat, even if it's an insult to our so-called expertise at the grill, she says a meat thermometer is just as important as all the other barbecue tools that we use, just as important as having the phone number of the fire department handy. Of course, if you don't know what temperature your foods need to be cooked to, then the thermometer's not much use to us. So listen carefully, because in the last couple of years, these recommended temperatures have changed.
If you're cooking a whole cut of meat, like a steak or a roast or chops, whether it be beef, pork, lamb, goat, we recommend cooking it to an internal temperature of 145 degrees. Then we allow a 3-minute standing time.
Next, for poultry, whole birds or parts, get those items up to 165 degrees. Now, whole birds cooked to 165 will be safe to eat. They still might look kind of pink in places, so
you may prefer to cook it to a little higher temperature, just for personal preference.
So, of course, many of us simply put burgers on the grill. Marianne says we really need to get the center of that patty to at least 160 degrees. And again, no matter what we always thought,
color's not a reliable indicator of doneness.
That patty could be brown with no pink and still not be cooked hot enough to kill the bacteria. So to review, whole cuts of red meat and pork, 145 degrees with a 3-minute stand time. Poultry, 165. Ground beef, 160. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.